Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 22 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. With us in studio, a return visitor, the executive director of the Downtown Chamber, Jennifer Chittenden. It's a return visit, and this is always exciting to have her here. We're going to dig around a little bit and see what she's got going on. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming down. How you been?
It's been really eventful downtown, so we're delighted to be here and to talk about some of our new programs.
You know, you are kind of in the epicenter of everything down here.
Yes, we are.
I mean, everything's going on, for crying out loud. Good for you. Good for you.
Every day is exciting.
Yeah. So the Downtown Chamber, give us a snapshot of who you are and what you're doing.
Thanks for asking. So the Downtown Chamber is a relatively new chamber, established in 2008. And we just this year, in 2014, celebrated a big milestone.
What's that?
We reached 200 members.
Ooh.
We've been working on that for a long time, and it finally happened. But with that, that stimulates a little more interest in some of the activities we have as well, and catering some of our programs to this expanded membership.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about expanding membership, give us a snapshot of some of your members. Large companies, small companies?
Yes, it's actually all size companies. We have some of the major corporations downtown, like you would guess. The majority of the businesses, however, are smaller businesses, 1 to 4 employee businesses,
really?
Or 11 to 30 employee businesses. And these are the ones who have a lot of training needs, perhaps because they don't necessarily have that infrastructure internally. And that's where we can come into play sometimes.
And when we talk about training, what kinds of things are you offering?
Well, for one thing, these businesses want a lot of information, and they have limited time and limited resources.
Boy, it's not the truth.
It is. And so one of the services we can provide, and actually it's within our mission, is to be a provider of information for these member businesses. So one of the ways we're doing that this year, we developed a program called Downtown Dig, which stands for Development Insights Group. We found that many of these members were asking what's happening downtown with this development or that development, or sometimes something would be reported and they're just not quite sure what to think about it. So we created Downtown Dig to get the individuals directly involved with these projects in the room to talk about the projects with our members. So you're getting the facts directly from those involved, the architects, the developers, the city officials, and the members can hear it directly from them. Half of the time of each of these programs, however, is reserved for audience Q&A. And this is what I think is the most important part of this program is if they are neighbors to a project going on, that gives them the opportunity to talk directly with those involved and to say, hey, as a neighboring business, this is one of the concerns that I have, or here's a curiosity I have, and allow them to hear it firsthand. So it really fosters a community of discussion and relationship between those involved.
How did you come up with this idea?
I love that question, Michael, because we have a group of volunteers. They're part of what we call a membership outreach task force. And their task is to try to visit with all of our chamber members every year and sit down, have coffee, and develop relationships. During that time, they go through 5 to 10 questions as sort of an informal survey and interview while developing that relationship. And what we do is we look at common trends from these meetings, and we listen. What are our members asking for within these meetings? What's on their mind? What are their needs as businesses going forward? Then we come back to the table and we discuss the results of those meetings and how we can implement that into action. So this is the result of those membership meetings from last year. It was a consistent need from our members that they wanted to know what is happening downtown. I want to know how that's going to affect me, particularly if that's going to be my neighbor.
Right. Jennifer Chittenden, ladies and gentlemen, in studio with us. She's the executive director of the Downtown Chamber of Commerce here in Des Moines. So that's one program. But you've got another one going.
We do. This one has been in the works for a little bit longer. We've been working on this for over a year, and it's called LEAP, which stands for Leadership, Education, and Advancement Pipeline. And what this program essentially is trying to do is to create more women business owners. Or if they already own a business, allow these women the support network to expand their businesses. And if they don't own a business or they're not planning to expand their business, how do they move up within organizations? So this is stimulated by some of those statistics. We hear very often we're number one on a list, or there was a new statistic today, we're in the top five.
Yeah.
And it's tremendous and great news. But the problem is we are also on the bottom of the list when it comes to women-owned businesses.
That's absolutely right.
So this is a program aimed at not necessarily remedying that problem, but helping us take at least a small step forward in the downtown community and giving a network of support for women to start that business if they've been thinking about it, to expand it so they can grow and increase those numbers, or certainly just to move up in the organization and be more involved on a community level.
This is something I think that people are talking about all over the state. I mean, the National Association of Women-Owned Businesses
is
having an event next Wednesday out in Altoona at Prairie Meadows,
talking
about these very same things, giving some workshops, how to do some things. And, you know, it is about time that we really energize this entire message so that it's good news for our aunts and sisters and moms. And
it absolutely is. But I think that's also a good point where we tell everybody that this isn't meant just for women to attend. We actually strongly encourage a lot of men to also attend this, because if we're going to create any sort of change, there has to be support from both genders. So we really encourage any men who are interested in seeing us move the needle on this statistic to also attend and show your support and to be there to assist these women in getting started with their businesses, expanding or moving up in organizations.
Now, all this is online somewhere where you can find out, you know, folks from downtown who are not maybe chamber members or might like to be. Where do we find all this stuff at?
The best resource at this point would be on our website, DesmoinesDowntownChamber.com. And there's some blog posts on there to talk about the last session, as well as a full overview of the event. It is a 10-month program, and you can sign up for the entire series, or you can just attend program by program. But our website would be the best place at this point.
Jennifer Chittenden always has great ideas, and you probably would let other chambers steal some of these things?
I hope other chambers take these ideas and run with them. That's how we design it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you again. All right, we're going to take a slide to the side, and when we come back, we'll check out what's going on with the Wall Street Report, and then we'll have the Iowa 25. That's all ahead of the Ag Report yet to come. This next half hour, hang in there with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.
I could be oceans apart and feel like flying. I'm flying, where does she go?